A video uploaded on social media in June, purportedly by Islamic State militants. In a British accent, one of the men, who identifies himself as a British citizen named Abu Dujana al-Hindi, calls on other Muslims to come to Syria to fight.
This is a message to the brothers who stayed behind. Wallahi, ya ikhwa, you need to ask yourselves, what prevents you from coming to the land of Izzah? What prevents you from joining the ranks of the Mujahideen?
The gruesome beheading of American journalist James Foley appears to have been carried out by a British Islamic State militant. Foreign fighters are a valuable asset for the Islamic State, says terror expert Hannah Stewart of the Henry Jackson Society, a British-based policy group.
They might not be the best fighters, but they are the best people in an information war. You can put them on camera and recruit widely from among Muslims in Western Europe.
That James Foley's killer had a British accent was no accident, says American filmmaker Bilal Abdul Karim, who has documented the rise in foreigners fighting in Syria. He was interviewed via Skype.
When Brits or Europeans or Westerners appear in the group, they're very keen to put them on camera so that they can push their narrative. The reason why a British voice was used for this is because they knew the impact that a British voice would make.
After starting out as a militant group fighting local conflicts, the Islamic State is now seeking international recognition, says Afzal Ashraf of the Royal United Services Institute.
What they want is to spread their ideology, they want recognition, they want support, and they will want to get that recognition and support from across the world, but particularly from Western countries.
This video from February purports to show a British fighter in Aleppo carrying out a suicide bomb attack. Britain has been slow to counter extremist ideologies, says Paris Rafiq of the counter-extremism group the Quilliam Foundation.
London, historically over the last few decades, has had Islamist ideology from groups like the Muslim Brotherhood being taught openly without being challenged.
Authorities in Britain and the United States are trying to identify James Foley's killer. The Islamic State's use of online technology provides opportunities for security services, says Professor Peter Neumann of the International Centre for the Study of Radicalisation at King's College London.
They will speak to other foreign fighters on Twitter, on Facebook, on WhatsApp, on Skype. And, of course, the intelligence services are monitoring these conversations.
British authorities are appealing to Muslim communities to help identify James Foley's killer. They acknowledge that bringing him to justice will be extremely difficult. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.